September 15th, 2020, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, Praise be to Jesus. As you prepare to commemorate my seven sorrows, there are some things I invite you to consider. In days past, my sorrows were all about the way my son was treated during his passion. Today, I sorrow for the way God is treated as a matter of course every day. These times are brutal towards people's disregard for Papa God's commandments. This disrespect has led to abortion, a heinous crime which is regarded as a right legally. This could only happen in a population that cannot distinguish good from evil. I weep today, as more and more sins have become legal rights and therefore socially acceptable. Violence is another example, as is disrespect for law and order. Treasure the legal rights your forefathers have preserved for you. They did so as they fled tyranny in their homelands. This nation has always been a refuge of peace and security. Now Satan is trying to change it into a hotbed of confusion. Do not place in public office a person who is a puppet for evil. Records of service should outline good versus evil for you. Be wise enough not to compound my sorrows by your support of candidates who disrespect good. Those in public service should first serve God and then country. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 28 through 29. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right is born of him. Blessed Mother continued, Dear children, today on the Feast of My Sorrows, I desire you commemorate not only the sorrows I suffered back in the day when my Jesus was crucified, but also the sorrows that pierce my heart today. The morals of the day have departed from the call to purity, which pleases my son. It all began with birth control and abortion. Now today, reproduction is no longer regarded as a reason for physical relations between man and wife, but as pleasure. This has become the reason for so many failed marriages and the consequence of so many families falling to destruction. Perhaps now you can see the diabolical plan in all of this. All of this was viewed as freedom. This is why I sorrow when I see political positions touting more freedom if they are supported. My great sorrow today is the disregard man has for God's commandments. Mankind seeks first to please himself. Pleasing God by obeying his commandments is not a goal. Morals have become so decadent, people have turned upon the police, the very ones who protect freedom. So today, as you commemorate my sorrows, celebrate my coming to you to correct society and to pull you, my children, away from the decadence of the day and back on the track of strict obedience to God's commandments. That is the only path to your salvation. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary.